Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Who was it that said, "Man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains"? Well, you know, we're not even born free. In fact, no one is free until you find freedom. You know, Christ said that he came to set people free. He said, "Whoever the Son of Man sets free will be free indeed." But you know, a lot of people don't even know that they need to be set free. They don't even realize it. But some people do. Some people do, especially people who have suffered. People who have suffered greatly from oppression. And there are various types of oppression. And also people who have known cruelty, who have been treated cruelly, especially when they were children, and hurt, and betrayed, and rejected. And people who have addictions, various addictions and compulsions. They know that they would like to be set free. Set free. Well, let's talk about it today, shall we? I can't talk about all of it. You know, I've written 18 books, and I have hundreds and hundreds of hours of radio programming and video lectures. There's not much I can talk about in one day, but you know something? I can put a lot into a very little space. In fact, if I said something today that struck a responsive chord for you and helped you to wake up and realize something, perhaps be set free from something, well, that would be the beginning right there. So it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. So let's begin with a call. It's always fun to take calls. So let's take a call from Houston, Texas.
Hi, my name is Caleb. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. I've kind of had a bit of a question for you. I'm sort of having difficulty sticking with the plan that God wants me to live. I'm constantly falling back in and out again on God's plan and continuously falling back into the old habits, and I'm just having a lot of difficulty staying with where I need to be. And I just want to know if you had any info or any insight that could kind of help me push myself back into the right path and stay there.
You know, I had this question on a previous... I actually played this call last week, I think. And I played it again today because it's a good call, and there's a lot I can talk about. A lot I can talk about. Finding God's will. See, most people don't want to do God's will. They really don't. Now, of course, when we're little kids, you know, it's not an issue. Little kids should just be little kids. And they run and play and learn and discover and grow, okay? And then when we get to be young people, well, then we learn a trade, perhaps, and work, and we start a family, and we have children, and all of that. That keeps us very busy, especially if you take it seriously and do a good job. It keeps you very busy. Working and a family keep you very busy. But all along the way, some of us, not all of us, see, we're not all the same. But some of us, we would like to know some answers to questions that we have about the important things in life, the eternal verities, they call them. And we want to live properly. And we can see, because we have something, there's something honest about us and something about us that loves the truth, we can see that the things we do are okay, but there's still something missing. And some of the things we do are a little bit false or a little bit shallow. or a little bit naughty, and we don't want to live that way. We want to live properly. And so we have questions. And the older we get, the more we search for answers, and eventually one day we will find answers. Let's have a little break right now, a little commercial, and then I'll be right back to answer more.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, thank you, Sharon. And like I've said before many times, keep on questioning and keep on asking questions. And don't accept half-truths and phony answers from people. Because one day, you know, if you are searching sincerely, then one day you will discover the answers to these questions, and you'll know for sure. And the answer will come from God Himself. It'll be within. You'll wake up one morning and you'll know the answer. You'll just see it. You'll just know. And then just hang on to that and don't doubt it. I want to read you something beautiful. This is from Steve Jobs. He was quite a fellow, you know, Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer. He gave a famous address to the graduating class of Stanford University. You can find it online. It's just beautiful. It's very touching. But he was quite a fellow. Listen to what he says. I'm just quoting a little something from his address, from his speech to the graduating class. He said to them, this is Stephen Jobs now speaking, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." That's Stephen Jobs from his 2005 address to Stanford's graduating class. So now let's continue with Caleb's question from Houston about living properly and finding God's will. Well, you know, that's actually pretty good advice right there. That kind of answers your question too, doesn't it? Follow your own intuition. You know, people like Moses, he had a deep conviction long before God could use him. Long before he knew anything about God or, you know, these bigger things of life, long before that, he followed a deep conviction. And Christopher Columbus, Albert Einstein, see, Albert Einstein just knew things intuitively. And people said he was unbudgeable. He followed his intuition And he wouldn't let go of it. And that's the way you have to be also. You have to follow your intuition because it's from God, your intuition. So maybe this would be good. Maybe this would be good, something good to talk about. It'd be helpful to other people also. Okay? Rather than giving specific advice, which I wouldn't anyway, you know, about what to do with life and so on, it's better to talk more about intuition. Because if you can find your own intuition and then follow it, you'll have it made in the shade. You'll know God's will. You'll know which way to, whether to turn right or left, or whether to say yes or no. You'll follow it, and it'll lead you to prosperity and happiness and fulfillment, and to find your purpose in life, and to discover the answers that you've always wanted to know, and even to salvation. So let's talk about intuition. So I'm going to say something that I've said thousands of times over the years. I've been at this now for 26 years. I've always said, God gives animals instincts. He gives humans intuition. Okay? Intuition is your closest link to God. See, he wants us to know. Have you noticed how God gave us an interest in learning? Every little child loves to learn. Okay? And so he gives us that. But he wants us to learn not memorize things or mindlessly accept what other people say. He wants us to discover for ourselves, something like you did when you were a little tiny child. So he wants you to discover for yourself. And eventually you'll discover all the things that are important in life. And you won't need middlemen to tell you. You won't need middlemen to interpret things for you and tell you what to do or what to believe or what to think. You'll discover it for yourself, and it'll be from God. Okay? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Freedom, freedom, freedom. You've got to become free again. Right now you're all tangled up and confused and worried, and everybody else's opinions have gotten inside of you, and you don't know which way to turn. You're not sure. And everywhere people are telling you what to do and how to think. And wouldn't it be nice to be free? To be free. Do you remember, was there ever a time in your life when you were free? Maybe when you were young, a little child maybe, and you went out in the backyard and played for hours, discovering flowers and insects and butterflies and beautiful pebbles and playing. Okay. Or maybe when you were a young person, maybe you knew some freedom, just starting work when you were 18, 19, 20, or in college maybe. And you remember going for a bike ride, and looking at the ocean, and you remember being free. But what happened? Well, everywhere people want to take away your freedom. Just look at the world. Look at all the countries where there's no freedom, and the tyranny, political tyranny, religious tyranny, see, family tyranny, peer group tyranny. See, everywhere you go, pressure, 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 performance pressure, drug pressure, sex pressure, achievement pressure, work pressure, money pressure, conformity pressure, just everywhere pressure. To be free, see, you have to be, see, you want to be free to do right. See, now, see, what happens is we sense that we're not free. We sense that we're living by other people, but playing the other man's game. We sense that we're kind of cowardly and we're just going along, or else we're rebellious and angry, and we're rebel, and we end up hurting people that we should, you know, we kowtow and bow and scrape before the authorities, but then we turn around and we're cruel and take it out on people weaker than ourselves. We see that that's not right. We see that that's not right. We don't want to be that way. See, we don't want to be that way, and so we start to resent people, and we resent ourselves. And then to ease the pain for our resentments and our hatreds and our rebellions and our buried hostility and our not living properly, not living as we should, somehow we sense we're not, and so we take pills and we take drugs and we take alcohol and we smoke marijuana and we bury ourselves in video games and music and entertainment and pleasure and food, and we're always escaping, trying to escape from seeing the truth. But you know where freedom is? Freedom is in the truth. See? You just have to see that you've made a little boo-boo just like other people. And you know, you can't help it, really, because that's the way you're born. We inherit Adam's nature. But wouldn't it be nice to, like I said, to be free? So what you have to see is that you've just kind of had a little bit of a wrong. See, ever since you were a little kid, you've been pressured. No sooner were you born almost than you were already pressured. And so that's all you've ever known. And so in order to escape from to deal with the pressure, you thought you only had two choices, conform or rebel. So you conformed, but you resented it. See, you conformed for perks and for not rocking the boat and to get along. See, for acceptance and for approval. So you conformed, you know, even to the peer group, you conform so you would have approval. And the angrier you were, like if you were angry at your mom or your dad, the angrier you were, the more you needed comfort and reassurance. And so you went to the peers for their comfort and their reassurance and friends. But then you took drugs and smoked marijuana together. But you didn't feel right about that, okay? So true freedom is freedom to do right. See, to be able to throw away your drugs and your marijuana and your alcohol and your and everything, throw all of your props away, your ego props. And your only mistake is you became prideful like those around you, the ones that pressured you. See, you took on their nature and their pride. All you have to see is this pride is not a good thing. It's nothing to be proud of. And you don't have to always be supporting it and thinking that pride and ambition and achievement and all that stuff is so great. And just be a regular person. And then you know what? Then you'll begin to discover the truth. And with it will come freedom.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation. And I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, Brian, I've made your call actually into a little spot or a little commercial, if you will, for my meditation because it's a good call and it's an important question, and I don't want to forget to talk about the meditation. Now, the theme of today's program is freedom. If you haven't heard this whole program, you just joined in shortly, then you should go to my archives at SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. Go to the archives and listen to the whole program. It's just beautiful. I had a beautiful quote from Steven Jobs, you know, the founder of Apple Computer. You know, if that doesn't touch you, then I don't know what will. But today's theme is freedom. So what's the meditation? Well, you know what? It's just a simple little thing. It's only 6 minutes long. You can learn it in 6 minutes. And it helps you to stand back from negative thinking and being lost in the thought stream. See, the problem, what's the difference between someone like you and someone like, let's say Noah, for example, or Abraham, or David, or Ruth, or Paul, or Peter? Or what's the difference between you and people like that? I mean, these great people. What's the difference? Well, you know, one of the big differences is they weren't lost in their thinking and imagination and daydreams and pipe dreams all the time like you are. You spent most of your time lost in thinking about the past and reliving the past, thinking about what happened and what she said and what he said, and then thinking about what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat, and then worrying about, oh, what's going to happen and this and that. And you spend all your time lost in thinking. And when you're not doing that, then you're texting or playing video games or something like that, which also fosters and facilitates being lost in thinking. It's just like being lost in thinking. If you're lost in music or lost in movies, the same thing. It takes you away to la-la land. Well, you're never going to be a success if you're going to be lost in la-la land. You'll never find the reason why you were created. You won't find your purpose. You won't find God. You can't find God in thinking or in imagination. You have to find him in reality. So you have to come out of your thinking and back to reality. And there is also his freedom. See, a lot of people are chained by their thoughts. Their thoughts that torment them and compel them. Worries and all these things there take away freedom, don't they? Do you want freedom? Well, you have to learn how to stand back from thought. When I'm not saying to eliminate thought, I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying to blank thought either. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying to be able to observe thought without being lost in it. That's all. In other words, just snap out. You know how when you're driving down the freeway and you're so lost in thinking that you go right past the exit you would have taken, like I said? Well, all you have to do is snap out. And then you snap out and you say, oh my God, I drove right past the exit I should have taken. So now you snapped out. You're back in reality. Okay, so that's all the meditation helps you do is to snap out. Spend more time in reality. Okay, and then when you get lost in thinking, then you'll notice it and you'll snap out. It helps you to remember to snap out. Okay? All right. Well, so that's what it's all about. Now, the theme of today's topic is freedom. So let's take one more call. I hope I have time to take this call.
Hi, my name is Jenna. This is, I go by Shawnee. I am calling in to ask a question, and my question is, I was doing a, why did God create us? Why is God lonely? I was reading up on a Bible verse and sitting in church and heard that God is lonely and has potentially have these ideas, why people are spitting out these ideas such as why God created human beings and et cetera, and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. That's a very fun question. I know you had two questions, but I took your last time I played your other question, and this time I'm doing this question, which is God lonely? Is God lonely? That's a very sweet question. And so I'm going to talk about it. But first we'll listen to this little announcement, and then we'll answer the question, is God lonely? Did you enjoy today's program? Do you have a question or a comment? Call our listener call-in line. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. And some of the calls may even find their way on the air. So give me a call. The number to call is 510-455-8851. The number to call again is 510-455-8851. Well, the answer is no, he's not really lonely, but you know something, in human terms, I guess you could almost say, you know, you could say that way we can understand. See, he's our Father, he's our Heavenly Father, and he loves to create and he loves to make things, and then he likes other people to see what he made, just like you. You want people to see, if you drew a picture, you want other people to see it. And so, yeah, he made people in his image and likeness so they could love him and know of him, and so in a sense you could almost say, yeah, he's lonely because he's our Father, and he wants us to think of him and communicate with him. And so once in a while have a thought of God and let him know that you appreciate all the beautiful things that he's made, like butterflies and sunsets and mountains and lakes, and I think he'd like that. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.